Akashvani presents Morning News. Good morning, I'm Sunil Verma. The headlines. Union Home Minister Amit Shah says those posing threat to national security will not be allowed to enter India. Three terrorists and three police personnel killed in an encounter in Kathua district of Jammu and Kashmir. ISRO successfully completes rolling experiment as part of its SPADEX mission. Government invites applications for Pradhan Mantri Rashtriya Bal Puraskar 2025. President of Chile, Gabriel Boric Font, to be on a five-day visit to India beginning 1st of April. And Indian women bag one silver and two bronze medals at Senior Asian Wrestling Championship in Amman, Jordan. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said that those who pose a threat to national security will not be allowed to enter India. Replying to a debate on the Immigration and Foreigners Bill 2025, he said, whether it is Rohingya or Bangladeshis, if they come to India to create unrest, strict action will be taken against them. Mr. Shah said that the country is not a dharmshala, that is, public rest house, where anyone can stay as they wish.
देश धर्मशाला नहीं, जो चाहे जिस उद्देश्य से चाहे यहाँ आकर रह जाएगा, ऐसा नहीं होगा। कानूनी तरीके से देश के अंदर अपने देश को और हमारे देश को समृद्ध करने कोई आता है तो इसका स्वागत है, मगर सुरक्षा के लिए खतरा है उसको रोकने का प्रावधान करने का हमारी संसद का अधिकार भी।
The bill was later passed by the Lok Sabha. The bill is intended to modernize the immigration laws and it has provisions to confer upon the central government certain powers with regard to passports, travel documents, visa and registration. The legislation has been brought to avoid multiplicity and overlapping of laws. Union Home and Cooperation Minister Amit Shah has announced that the government will launch the Sahakar Taxi, a cooperative-run ride-hailing service modelled after Uber and Ola. Speaking during a debate in the Lok Sabha, Mr. Shah said the initiative is in line with Sahakar Se Samriddhi, that is, prosperity through cooperatives. He mentioned that in a few months, a very large cooperative taxi service will be started in which the registration of two-wheelers, taxis, rickshaws and four-wheelers will be possible and the profit will go directly to the driver.
3.5 साल में सहकारिता मंत्रालय ने दिन रात एक करे और कुछ ही महीनों में ओला उबर जैसी एक बहुत बड़ी कोऑपरेटिव सहकार टैक्सी आने वाली है जो टू व्हीलर की टैक्सी का भी रजिस्ट्रेशन करेगी, जो रिक्शा का भी रजिस्ट्रेशन करेगी और फोर व्हीलर का भी करेगी और उसका मुनाफा वो ड्राइवर के पास जाएगा.
In Jammu and Kashmir, three terrorists were killed while an equal number of security forces personnel lost their lives in an encounter in Sufan forest area of Juthana in Kathua district last night. Four other security personnel, including a deputy superintendent of police and one paracommando, sustained injuries. The encounter began yesterday morning after security forces conducting a search operation re-established contact with a group of terrorists in the Sufan forest area. Three terrorists have been killed, though their bodies have not been recovered. Reinforcements were sent to the area where security personnel came under heavy fire from the terrorists. Uttar Pradesh Director General of Police Prashant Kumar has issued security guidelines to ensure law and order during the upcoming Eid ul-Fitr festival. The directives have been communicated to all zonal additional director generals of police, commissioners of police, regional inspectors general, deputy inspectors general, senior superintendents of police and superintendents of police across the state. According to the guidelines, police arrangements must be made under the zone and sector scheme with sensitive areas identified for security deployment. Authorities have been instructed to prevent any new traditions from being introduced and to update the list of antisocial elements for preventive action. The Indian Space Research Organization, ISRO, has successfully completed the rolling experiment as part of its Space Docking Experiment, SPADEX, mission. Confirming this, ISRO Chairman V. Narayanan said that ISRO will need to dock in various conditions, some of which will be attempted as part of the current mission. We have a report.
The rolling or rotating experiment involves circumnavigation of one of the satellites to verify control over satellite maneuvering. The experiment will help ISRO understand what it takes to bring an object to a desired spot from different orientations for docking. It will also help ISRO learn whether docking could be done vertically and so on. This experiment, crucial for future missions like Chandrayaan 4, will provide valuable data and help ISRO validate multiple software and ground station control. Earlier on March 13, ISRO had successfully completed the undocking of two satellites as a part of the SpaceX mission. The achievement marked a significant milestone in India's space exploration journey. ISRO Chairman V. Narayanan said, ISRO will conduct more docking as part of SpaceX. Sanyukta Yadav, Akashwani News, Delhi.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. For details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. The Ministry of Women and Child Development has invited applications for the Pradhan Mantri Rashtriya Bal Puraskar. Applicants can apply through the National Awards portal from 1st of April. In a statement, the ministry said that any child who is an Indian citizen residing in India, aged 5 years and not exceeding 18 years, as of 31st of July 2025, is eligible for these awards. The ministry organizes the Pradhan Mantri Rashtriya Bal Puraskar every year to honor exceptional children for achievements in bravery, sports, social service, science and technology, environment, arts and culture. The last day to apply online is 31st of July. Madhya Pradesh government is working on initiatives to connect the state's natural, spiritual and cultural heritage with major religious destinations in Uttar Pradesh. Madhya Pradesh Tourism Board is focusing on the development of the Ganga-Narmada Tourism Corridor, which aims to enhance tourism collaborations between Madhya Pradesh and Uttar Pradesh. We have more from our correspondent.
The Principal Secretary Tourism, Culture and Religious Trust Shiv Shekhar Shukla informed that the Ganga-Narmada Tourism Corridor will connect Prayagraj, Varanasi, Ayodhya, Kanpur and Agra to the Maihar, Bhelaghat, Omkareswar and Mahakaleswar Jyotirlingas in Madhya Pradesh. Moreover, the Rampath Gaman Corridor is being developed to link Chitrakoot with Ayodhya. The tourism currently contributes around 3-3.5% to Madhya Pradesh GDP. The state government aims to increase this to 4-5% by 2020. And further to 8-10% by 2047. Sanjeev Sharma, Akashwani News, Bhopal.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi spoke to King Philippe of Belgium over phone yesterday. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that they discussed deepening strong bilateral ties, boosting trade and investment, and advancing collaboration in innovation and sustainability. Mr. Modi also appreciated the recent Belgian economic mission to India, led by Princess Astrid. The Prime Minister also met a high-powered delegation from the Japan Association of Corporate Executives, led by its chairperson, Takeshi Ninami, in New Delhi yesterday for their views and ideas to deepen economic cooperation between India and Japan. The discussion covered strengthening bilateral trade, enhancing investment opportunities, and fostering collaboration in key sectors such as agriculture, marine products, space, defense, insurance, technology, infrastructure, civil aviation, clean energy, nuclear energy, and MSME partnership. President of Chile, Gabriel Boric Font, will be on a 5-day state visit to India starting on the 1st of April. He will be accompanied by a high-level delegation, including ministers, members of parliament, senior officials, business associations, media and prominent Chileans involved in the India-Chile cultural connect. This will be President Boric's first visit to India as president. More from our correspondent.
During the visit, President Boric will discuss all aspects of India-Chile relations with Prime Minister Narendra Modi on the 1st of April. The Prime Minister will honor the visiting dignitary with a lunch. The Chile President will meet President Draupadi Murmu, who will host a banquet in his honor. President Boric will also visit Agra, Mumbai and Bangalore before returning to Chile on the 5th of April. He is scheduled to meet the government leadership, industry, business representatives, tech leaders, entrepreneurs and innovators in Bangalore and Mumbai. India's relations with Chile have traditionally been warm and friendly. Chile is an important partner for India in the Latin American region. The two countries have commonality of views on several international issues, including UNSC reforms, climate change, renewable energy, and terrorism. Chile is also an important trading partner for India in the Latin America and Caribbean region. President Boric's upcoming state visit will offer the leaders an opportunity to examine bilateral relations in detail and address global and regional problems that are significant for both nations. Priya Mondal, Akashvani News, Delhi.
Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has announced that the country will undergo polls on the 3rd of May this year for general elections. Mr. Albanese made the announcement at a news conference in Parliament House after he drove to Governor-General Sam Mustin's official residence. In a video message, the Australian Prime Minister made a number of promises seeking a next term and urged voters to cast their votes. Key European leaders took part in the 4th Peace and Security Meeting for Ukraine in Paris, France. In a post-meeting press conference, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said that all the participating countries supported that there would be no lifting of any sanctions against Russia until the war ends in a just peace. Mr. Zelensky further said that during the meeting, he emphasized that the war is still ongoing because of Russia, whose position is simple: to keep the war going and to delay diplomacy. Moving on to the world of sports, Indian women bagged 1 silver and 2 bronze medals at the Senior Asian Wrestling Championship in Amman, Jordan. We have more from our correspondent.
The Indian women grapplers delivered impressive performances, with Ritika securing a silver medal, while Muskan and Mansi Lathar each earned a bronze on day 3 of Senior Asian Wrestling Championship yesterday. Ritika narrowly lost to Kyrgyzstan's grappler in the gold medal bout, winning silver, while India's first bronze medal of the day came from Muskan in the 59kg category, and Mansi Lathar won the second bronze of the day in the 68kg category. So far, India has won a total of 5 medals at the championship, including 1 silver and 4 bronzes. Moving on to IPL cricket, Lucknow Super Giants defeated Sunrisers Hyderabad by 5 wickets at Hyderabad last night. Chasing a target of 191 runs set by Hyderabad, Lucknow reached 193 for 5 in just 16.1 overs. For Lucknow, Shardul Thakur scalped 4 wickets, for which he was declared player of the match. Today, Chennai Super Kings will face Royal Challengers Bangalore at the M.H. Chidambaram Stadium in Chennai from 7:30 p.m. In football, the Indian senior women's team were drawn alongside Thailand, Mongolia, Timor-Leste and Iraq in Group B of the AFC Women's Asian Cup Australia 2026 qualifiers. Thailand will host Group B of the qualifiers between 23rd of June to 5th of July in a centralized single round robin format. And in the National Women's Hockey League, table toppers Hockey Haryana will take on Hockey Association of Odisha in the final at Ranchi, Jharkhand this evening. Before that, Hockey Jharkhand will compete against Hockey Mizoram for the 3rd and 4th place. Chirag Jha, Akashwani News, Delhi.
And now, for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Anita Anand.
Thank you, Sunil. The Pioneer reports that India's largest secondary education board, CBSE, has initiated a major crackdown on dummy schools, which collaborate with coaching centers to enroll students who bypass regular school attendance. Under the headline, "It's Our Turn," Putin said to visit India soon. Hindustan Times reports that President Putin will visit India, possibly for an annual summit of the leaders of the two sides. His last visit to India was in December 2021. U.S. President Trump's proposed 25% tariff on auto parts imported into the U.S. may dent the operating margins of Indian auto components manufacturers by 120 to 150 basis points, writes the Hindu Business Line. The Indian Express quotes government data to reveal that over half of IITs saw a 10% point drop in placement since 2021-22. And finally, the Statesman reports that India now ranks 3rd in the world in number of billionaires, with the combined wealth of Indian billionaires being more than Saudi Arabia's entire GDP. And with that, it's back to you, Sunil.
Thank you, Anita. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Union Home Minister Amit Shah says those posing threat to national security will not be allowed to enter India. 3 terrorists killed in an encounter with security forces in Kathua district of Jammu and Kashmir. ISRO successfully completes rolling experiment as part of its SPADEX mission. Government invites applications for Pradhan Mantri Rashtriya Bal Puraskar 2025. President of Chile, Gabriel Boric Font, to be on a 5-day visit to India beginning 1st of April. And Indian women bag 1 silver and 2 bronze medals at Senior Asian Wrestling Championship in Amman, Jordan. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.